What does it take to succeed in a competitive industry like IT? Stay tuned, and we're going to go deeper into this subject on the Zista podcast. Welcome to the Zista podcast, where we invite industry leaders and academicians to answer questions that students have within a particular area. Today, we're focusing on the IT industry, and joining us is Mr. Siva Kumar Devasi Kamini. He has 24 years of experience in the industry and has worked in fantastic companies like TCS and Cognizant. In his current capacity, he is the delivery head for the insurance business unit at Cognizant. Let's go straight into the session. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Siva Kumar. We're delighted to have you here today.
Thank you, Amit. Likewise, and good to see you again today.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate you making time in your busy day for this recording. I think there's a lot of good advice that you can share with students. We're focusing on a very interesting topic today, how you can actually succeed in the IT industry. And when I look at your track record, when I look at what you have achieved so far in your career, it is truly commendable. So in that sense, we're really happy that we've really got a wonderful person to speak to on this particular subject matter.
Yeah, sure, Amit. I think anytime you and Zista are doing a great job helping students and colleges, glad that I could be part of this. Look forward to this.
Thank you for that, sir. Thank you. So I thought I'd start by asking you a question on, you know, your journey in the IT industry. I think a lot can be attributed to your mindset, you know, the fact that you have persevered to reach the successful position you find yourself in today. So can you tell us a little bit about your journey and about this mindset which has really helped you do well?
Yeah, I think it'll be, like many of them, I think it might be very humble. I would say just after the college, you wouldn't believe I was just sitting right in this house, right outside having a tea very early in the morning, right? One of my friends just walking that morning on a pass-by committee said, you know what, Shiva, there is a company who is recruiting and they're having an interview today. Do you want to try, right? It's just like that. So probably in a couple of hours, I was there. I had my interview. It was on C++. It was on OOPS concept, actually. But what I liked about that company and the managing director who interviewed was very relatable to the room that we were getting interviewed, right? He was able to relate the object to the fan and how it works and what is the concepts, etc. So that liked me. I got selected and I was trained by them intensively in Coimbatore PhD College for mainframes. It was 3 months. But as you could imagine, with IT, you get trained. You probably may or may not be placed for the same. You know what, after that good training of 3 months, and what I liked in the training again as well, and what got like me more into the IT was the examples that was thrown. This was way long time back. It was in mainframes. When Kicksweaver got trained, you would imagine that when they mentioned, hey guys, when you go to ATM, the screen that you see and what you're coding here is how it shows up, all right? So that's very relatable. To your point, that ticked me off on how much change around you can be done by your technology, right? That's an admiration. That's a starting point, right? From then, you could start seeing the changes around you that technology has been going on. So from there, I got into a company, but got placed into a project which was C++, right? Got trained for mainframes, but C++. The second part that gave me an immediate sense is, you know what, this is how IT works, which means you have to quickly adapt, learn for the new things. Learning seems to be very quick, not in years, it can be in months for a new thing, right? So that was the second thing for me. And what is interesting there is what you learn from your peers and your colleagues. I still remember my first boss, his name is Narendra, and it was in Chennai, right? The way you would learn from him, he will sit next to you, he will teach what it is, how that works, how the software that you are developing is going to create a trading environment in a European nation, right? And he will not use his mouse, right? So that's a passive learning. He will use everything in his keyboard, right? So that's how the journey has been. And I think it worked out. I stayed through my career in insurance, started with financial services throughout, So from there, I think where I am today is all in insurance and financial services. Going back to your point, I think what has kept me going is the fascination that I could able to see on the change around us, which technology can bring, right? And that took me step by step until where I am, and I'm hoping it will be in the future as well.
It's so interesting to hear you say what you're saying. And looking back at your life, one could think that maybe you were at the right place at the right time. And I think that really helped you also. But I think more than that, it's really your attitude for learning, as you mentioned, to constantly keep learning on the job, but also to learn from your peers, not just your mentors. I think you need to have a certain sense of humility to be open to learning from your peers. Otherwise, it could be just a one-way transaction where you're learning from your mentors and not so much from your peers. But as you said, you've learned equally from both, you know, your colleagues, your peers, and also your mentors. And a few good breaks, which really worked out well for you, I would say that have helped you, you know, do well in the industry and also move up.
Yeah, for sure. As you rightly said, timing is extremely important. The time when we were out of college is the time where IT was booming. So for sure, it was very helpful.
Fantastic. Now is a good time as any to move to the next question that we had for you, sir. In terms of what do you see as some of the key skills and attributes that are essential for success in the field of IT?
Yeah, I think it's very understandable. Technology, information technology is built for a certain business, for a certain function. I think what I have learned right from start till date is the business for which the technology is developed. So the deeper understanding of that business is number one learning and the important skill to be developed. There can be insurance, it can be financial services, it can be retail, it can be anything. It can be as simple as creating the software for the education as well. So unless we don't understand the education system, it'll be hard. So deeper understanding of the business for which the technology is built is number one. Second thing, I think you've already touched upon several times. It's an industry. Every industry, everybody have to keep up with their learning, but this is one thing which goes very fast. So continuous learning is another important skill. That's second. The third aspect, obviously, it is a people industry. There's a lot of software skills that has to be built, communication, how you interact, how you place. Because it is people, you could imagine something that can come what you like and that can come what you don't like as well. So you should also learn an important skill to let go. Right. I think a collective combination of this plus the core technology of that period in time is needed. There was a period in time mainframes and then C++, then Java, now so much on Python, R, A, generative AI. Right? So that set of technology is one, deeper business understanding and collaborative and people skills. I think combination of this can help, in my opinion.
Fantastic. Thank you for summarizing that so well. Domain expertise, continuous learning, and a rock solid foundation in some of the core technologies that are prevailing today. And I guess with the continuous learning, you can stay ahead of the curve and adopt new technologies as and when they come in. So you can enhance and further, you know, move up in terms of your skill sets. That keeps you valuable as an employee, but also as a contributor to the organization. Do you think, you know, there are, for example, people who may have all of these elements, yet what sets someone who moves ahead vis-a-vis his or her peers is also that ability or that desire to do a little bit more. Do you see that as a critical skill or a critical attitude to have?
I mean, for sure. I think individuals' ambition, aspiration, and just not ambition, aspiration, and then have a perseverance to get to that ambition and aspiration in a right way. Right, when we say right way, we may have an ambition and aspiration, but has to be practical as well. And if you try to get to that so quickly, you may not get it in the right way. So you have to give that time to get there. But what is more important is to get there in the right way, right? So obviously, those additional elements can help client one, in addition to what you said, Amit, which is timing, right? Which is for everybody. But yeah, that's what I mean.
Thank you for that. wanted to ask you about some of the challenges you may have faced in your career and how did you overcome them?
Yeah. So I think, unlike many, right, we take the base of engineering, right? I did my electronics and instrumentation, right? That time, it was not so much a computer language as infused in the curriculum. This is way long back in the 90s, right? So what I also happened to end up was, at the end of the year, had a separate class for C++, right? That's pretty much it. And after that, instrumentation engineering, as I was narrating, I just got through a training for mainframes, but got placed into C++, right? So the first challenge when we faced into a such a large company, and I got into a very large enterprise of today, right? So when you get into that such a large company, when you see thousands of people around you working, getting custom and getting understanding of how a corporate would, how that culture is, how you have to interact with many different culture and people in a corporate setup is itself is a huge learning, right? I wouldn't say challenge, a huge learning. And that's number one. Second, what you learned and what you're going to work is going to be different, right? So that means every day you have an expectation to deliver what's something that you have not learned for, which means on the job you're learning, right? That's a big, big learning. You can call it challenge. For sure, it is a challenge as well. So that's the second thing. I will tell you, this might be very interesting for some of the students listening. The first few days when I'm coding, when I'm transferring data, there is my colleague who sees the data in his machine, right? I have even seen under the table, how is this data getting transferred from my machine to his machine, right? It was at that level of starting. And then where you have to, right? So you have to overcome all of that. I have overcome all of that. That's at a very starting point in time. Then I would say mid-level of the career. Mid-level of the career is mostly with the client environment, right? You deal with different types of clients with different types of expectations, different types of emotions. So you have to deal with all of that. So that is definitely, I would say, a very interesting and an important part of learning, and also a challenge if you want to place it that way, right? That's second. The third one, I would say, I think it's probably not very relatable to the students, but I will, just for the completeness of the conversation, end of the day, we are in a business. So how well we hit our numbers, meeting the street is obviously is a common challenge across any enterprise that we go through every day. But there is a structured and a focused way, and it is also very preparatory of few quarters before to get there, right? So these are all some of the things that I have went through.
All right. I think it was really interesting to hear those points. I had an interesting side question. So as people working on a project, many times we have to finish task within a particular time frame. And I think therefore speed becomes important. So as a employee, as a contributor, you're facing that trade-off between speed and accuracy. That being the case, would you say what is more important, speed or accuracy?
See, I think for sure quality, sure. Right? So we could do thing in 15 minutes, but if it doesn't meet what it has to happen, then it is of less value. So for sure quality, there is no doubt about it. But I will connect to your earlier question of, you know, when there is a group of team and it is working, if you have to raise your ladder, there has to be a difference. This can be one difference, right? One can balance both speed and quality and get things done faster, but not trading up to the quality is also one of the difference and helps to move up as well, right? So to your point, it is quality, but for sure speed helps to differentiate.
So focus on quality, and as you do the task repeatedly, as you get better at doing what you're doing, speed will be a byproduct of that.
Speed will be a byproduct, or you can invest your thinking on how do I do this with quality at speed, which means you learn some scripts to automate and get the quality at the next time as well, right? So that's the way I would think about it.
Okay. All right. Wanted to ask you about your education background. You've started with, say, a Bachelor of in Electronics and Instrumentation, as you were saying, and then you went on to complete a course also in design thinking from MIT. You pursued executive leadership and communication courses as well. And you've completed courses on persuasive leadership and influence. So, you know, what's clear is that you've constantly been upscaling yourself, not only in terms of learning on the job, but also in terms of your education. And I think that helps you to become a well-rounded professional. So what would be your advice to upcoming IT professionals with regards to continuous learning? Do you think it's just about learning on the job, or do you think it's also important to look at qualifications, education qualifications to help you get there?
Yeah, I think, Nate, it depends on the timing and the environment we are in. Right. For example, after this is how IT typically works. After a decade, there is a huge shift. You could see a huge shift. If you see just technology, a decade before, it would have been a software in a waterfall model. Last 10 years has been on agile model. Right. So next 10 years, so you will see in the development methodology, in the technology, in the people you work with, in the client environment, customer expectations, you will see typically we have seen every decade there is a difference, right? And if you're at that junction, and where is your career graph? I think a combination of this can help how much you have to learn on the job within the, I would say what I call is within your boundaries, which is your corporate, your company, etc. And plus, if it is really a different curve, S curve is what we typically say. If it is a different S curve, and if you are at the end of the S curve, and if it needs additional knowledge for you to differentiate, for you to define certain things in an organization, that additional qualification, formal qualification helps. Because not so much of that is within the industry, not so many experts around you. So you need to get to a place where you can learn. And over a period of time, that becomes scale, and it can be within as well. So it's a point in time, depending upon what it is, combination of both, in my mind, is critical, right? Some of the examples that you mentioned, design thinking, if you see a decade before, it was just normal software development. It has transitioned to a product-based development.
Right.
There was a significant thinking as to go into design principles. So obviously, every company was embracing. So it is better to learn from an MIT or from a different place where they've been doing this for years, right? So that was a necessity for me to go there to get that learning. And today, if you ask me if I have to learn today design principles, would we allowed to go to MIT? Probably not, because it is at scale now. Every company has embraced, they have a good curriculum for you to learn, good tutor, good teacher, all of it, right? So it's a combination of both, I would say.
All right. Okay. It's been a really interesting and engaging discussion, Mr. Sivakumaran, and I'd like to thank you for joining us on the podcast. I've really enjoyed interacting with you.
Thank you, Amit. Glad we could do this today. Look forward for future conversations.
We heard some really good practical advice from Mr. Sivakumar, and I'm sure you will be able to apply it in your career, whether you are an IT professional right now or a student who is aspiring to become an IT professional. I hope you liked the content that you saw on our channel. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube to keep getting notifications as and when new content goes live. You can also follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Our handle is The Zista Podcast. This episode was produced by the fantastic team at Zista, which includes Russell Aldridge, Tanish Shah, and Udita Arana. This is your host, Amit Ahuja, signing out. Till we meet again, we'd say, stay curious.